All right, you ready? You got your intro?
Yeah, I had it written down. This is a shout out to the lovely Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph. M to the H to the H to the P to the Melon Mom Happy Hour Podcast.
All right.
See, I got it. It's your girl, Mama Mia, and
B Wills, y'all. Was that the intro?
That was the intro. Make it sound good. You said try something new. I was trying. I can't sing, so that's what you get. This is Melon Mom Happy Hour Podcast. We are
Melon
back.
And Mom Happy Hour Podcast.
Yes. Late night edition.
It's not that late, folks. Quarter of nine.
It's late.
So, you're washed.
Yeah. Well, actually, I actually have energy today. Normally, Tuesdays is my long day, but thankfully, Collins also, he kind of helped with some of the duties that I have on Tuesday. So I have energy. So it's not late. By the time we finish it, no, I don't really have a bedtime. I need to have a bedtime so I have energy for my day. But let's not get into that. How have you been? How are you doing, B. Wills?
I'm good. It was, you know, a pretty good day. So I went back to school. And
you have a first day of school outfit picture?
So I finished my first semester of school. And I looked today and it looked like I did pass, and okay. I wanted to hold off on saying anything about it until I got through the first semester, because if I hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, for intermission.
I thought it was my dad. My dad used to block the number. And so I just got a call and it said restricted. And I definitely thought it was him, and it was not. And now I'm really mad that I answered. But anyway, I went back to school. I just finished my first semester. I passed. I was nervous about it because it's been a while since I've been in school, but now I'm feeling confident. I feel good about it. So now I can start telling people.
Well, congratulations to you for passing your first, let's say, trimester. See? First semester.
Lord, your first trimester?
See, it's my cousin, she's pregnant, and I just can't wait till she has this baby. Hopefully she doesn't listen. Well, she can listen to it, but she knows. I told her that I'm putting her child on my taxes because she's been putting me through it. But yes, happy first semester to you. And to anyone else that's thinking about going to school, I'm proud of you for passing. So don't say that you didn't want to tell anyone, because you might be someone else's testimony. This might go out to school, take that class, take that course, get that certification. So you are someone's testimony, B. Wills. Sorry, my mom preached Sunday, so it's still running in my veins a little bit.
Wow, it's still in the spirit.
It's still up in the air.
Must have been powerful. What she preach on?
Don't ask me that. Next topic.
Lord have mercy.
But she did good. I was blessed and able to introduce her over the phone, via Zoom, via phone. So, of course, I had to crack a couple of jokes, but she did good. And I had to crack jokes because even I was nervous and I was just introducing her. So I know her nerves are all over the place, but she always says, as most people say, well, I'm not going to be before you long. And I just had to text her. I said, well, I didn't know. I don't know what your long is, but 30, 40 minutes.
Was you're not enough. Funny, okay.
I am funny. Okay.
The people laugh at that?
Well, let me tell you what I said. But I don't know who's all in the congregation to know this. Well, they should know this because I was like, when my dad called me on yesterday, I didn't know I was introducing you. So I wasn't prepared. I thought he wanted me to sing a selection. And my dad laughed. Elder Deal laughed. And my mom said, oh God. So anybody knows my family can sing. I cannot, but I say they played me and no one told me that I cannot sing, because why was I in chorus in elementary school and why did they have me lead a song in church and have me on the choir? So they all played me, so I should have just started singing, but I felt like my dad was gonna hang up on me, so
that's why. I think you played yourself. You couldn't hear that you couldn't sing.
No. Well, my family could sing, so I thought we were harmonizing. I sang low.
I was going to say, that wasn't harmony. That was them over singing you to, like, drown you out.
Yeah, so that's why I don't pressure my kids to try to sing or anything. They had chorus auditions at school, but I don't think my son was old enough. I don't know. I think Callie can sing.
You think so?
Let me go wake her up and like Joe Jackson and see if she can.
Lord mercy.
So, anything else new with you this week? Besides the greatest thing is you passing your first semester.
No, what's going on in the Lanham household?
Well, of course, preparing for Hurricane Ian, which is almost like, I feel like we're not going to get a lot of it, but of course, people do the most when they hear anything hurricane. So with us living on the West Coast for a long time, we really didn't have to worry about that stuff. So just to be Hurricane Ian is coming, because in my mind, I'm like, I really don't feel like we're going to get that much of it, just the rain. But blessings and safety to everyone that has gotten hit from Hurricane Ian. I hope you are safe. I hope you evacuated when they told you to and all that good stuff. But we are, you know how they say when you become an adult, you get excited about little things, or like, not little things, like appliances. So we're getting a new kitchen table, and I feel like that's like the finishing piece of our house. And I'm very excited. And Colin, he was like, I need you to go get something tomorrow. I was like, I can't. He was like, what do you mean you can't? I was like, our kitchen table comes tomorrow. He's like, it's gonna take like 5 minutes to put up. I'm like, no, I gotta center it, I gotta mop the floor, sweep the floor, put decorations up, all that good stuff.
Put decorations up?
Yeah, on the table to make it look nice. I don't have all of it, but I did 2 weeks now. Was it beginning of this month? I went and bought decorations from Hobby Lobby because they were having a sale. So, yeah, I gotta make it look nice. But having kids, you can't go full out HGTV, because since they have to sit at the table, I guess I can't have my nice bases. You know, with the nice tall plants, fake plants, because not doing real here. Because Callie's like, I can't see the TV, so I have to do something modern and modest to my table. So there's that. So that's what's exciting going on in the Lanham household this week and currently. Yeah. Have you bought any new plants?
No, I have enough at the moment and they are thriving. So I'm good. I did buy some new pots, like plant holders.
Mm-hmm.
So That's all, you know, that's enough. That is equally as exciting as a new plant addition to the home. So yeah, we're all good over here. We're chilling.
So they feel like they moved into like a new place because you put them in new pots.
Well, they were for two that I did not have pots for yet. They were the newest additions that I got several weeks ago. So I went thrifting this week and I happened to stumble across the perfect pots, and they were 50% off on top of already being, you know, pretty cheap. So I'm happy with it.
They're like, yay, she's keeping us.
Oh yeah. Not the bad boys, as long as they want to thrive and keep sprouting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do our thing.
Yeah, my one is holding on. Callie keeps looking at it. She's like, you need to water your plant. I'm like, okay, Miss Negative. I watered it. I watered it a couple of days ago, so I gave her a bottle of water and let her water it today, because I think I forgot this week, even though this week just started. So
you know, there's an app for this if you need help with this.
Well, I was kind of trying to go off of Colton's football schedule, because the plant says it needs to be watered twice a week. So my thought process is, when he leaves for football practice, is I like start cleaning up like the kitchen area anyway. That's when I water the plant. But he also has stuff on Tuesday. So some days I just get mixed up. I don't need an app.
You do.
I just need it not to die.
There's nothing wrong with needing an app. All the pros use them. It's helpful. It'll diagnose your plant. You know, it's helpful in all kinds of ways. There's no shame in using an app.
But I also feel like we got it from Lowe's, 30% off. And I feel like, I don't want to call it a child. I feel like Lowe's was like, okay, we can't do anything else for it, so we're just going to pass it on to someone else and make them try to keep it alive. So now I'm trying to make them feel bad for dropping the price of that plant and passing it on to me by keeping it alive and hoping that it will thrive. And Callie also says, any sunlight? I'm like, girl, it's in front of the window, off to the side. It's getting sunlight.
I'm obsessed with your kid being like, Mom, do better.
Like, I can't keep y'all alive and the plant. Somebody just not going to survive. Like, somebody's not getting water today. So who is it? You or the plant? Which one?
Maybe you should get her one and see how well she does. And then when she starts, like, you know, getting on you, you can be like, take care of your own business over there.
If I give her a plant, that plant is going to dry on, because she's going to water it. She's going to water it. She's going to stare at it. And then she's going to tell me, Mommy, when I'm at school, can you water my plant? That's how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So I feel it already. I mean, we'll go plant shopping, because I know they probably have some more plants on sale, because it is finally fall. I have my camera off, but I did go searching for my fall cup. It is the greatest season of them all. It is fall.
I don't get it, but okay.
South Carolina doesn't get it either, because it's still freaking 90 degrees here. Like, come on, like, work with me. I packed a sweater. Well, where I went today, I knew it was going to be cold in there, but I'm just hoping sometime soon. I got excited when I looked at the weather and it was like 70 degrees, but then that's when my dad was like, yeah, the hurricane's coming your way, so it's 70 because it's supposed to rain. I'm like, yeah, that's not why. I wanted the weather to drop, because it's supposed to rain. So hopefully next week we'll get some cooler temperatures. I know what I'm not excited about, and I think you've said this, is it getting darker early. So I'm not excited about that, because I need to pack my glasses with me. Because I can't.
You don't wear your glasses all the time?
I wear my contacts.
Oh, your contact girl.
You remember I played basketball in my glass and they always used to fall off?
I don't remember, but I believe you.
And the ref told me, you need to get the strap. And I looked at him like, the strap? I'm not strapping my glasses to my face so they can get all fogged up. So, yeah. They need to, speaking of contacts, they need to figure out how insurance can pay for contacts. Like, it what doesn't? Insurance? No. They don't even pay for glasses. They pay
Who's
for the
insurance exam. Doesn't pay for glasses?
The military.
Oh, wow. Y'all should protest. That's crazy. That's like the cheapest thing.
Yeah. Well,
I can't think.
They have, what do they do? Nope. That's for the members. They get like glasses to them, but they're all ugly. But nope.
They don't cover it at all. Like eye exams are like 50% yeah, off.
They pay for the exam, but nothing like for glasses or contacts. So every freaking 3-4 months, I gotta buy contacts. And that's like $100-some without a coupon.
Wow.
I know, it sucks to be blind. Well, not have 20/20. But Colin, he has LASIK, so he keeps telling me, get LASIK.
That, I feel like that runs out, though. It's not, is it permanent?
Well, his... I want to say yes, but I also want to say no, but also it's a new day and age because Colin's dad had it, but when he reads, he wears reading glasses. So I feel like they might have improved it since his dad has gotten it. So I'm going to say semi-permanent. So I don't know, like, well, he's already old. So I don't know when Colin turns like 45, 50, how his vision will be. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now we've gone down that rabbit hole. Let's get to the topic of why we are here. So I don't know if I should tell you the topic or how I came about this topic. Which one do you think?
Well, you already told. I mean, I know what it is.
So the topic is nightlife after 30. I am 30 and some change. And what made me think of this topic is because me and some friends, I found a Virgo friend. I'm really not into like signs and stuff.
Them? But you're not into them as a friend?
To signs. but I guess I'm glad I know because I see similarities in me and her. And I'm going to tell you later how I met this friend because then you're going to be like, I already know what you're going to say. But yeah, we went out. It was her birthday. But she was like, she told people like, oh, it's her birthday too, talking about me. And I was like, okay, that's nice. So first thing, we went to brunch. And it was a nice place.
Great start.
Yeah, so we went to brunch. That was where it was supposed to start and stop, which I'm not upset where it didn't stop. So we went to brunch, and it's a place that also plays like music, like hip hop music. So that was a first for me. Yeah. So that was a first for me. So she was like, she really didn't get out much. I'm like, I get out at none at all. So she was like, let's go somewhere like later on tonight. And I was like, all right. She was like, we're gonna leave about 10. I'm like, first thing that came to mind was
at 10.
Yeah. I don't know where I can't see your face. I don't know if that is like a my like leave at 10 or like that's late, leave at 10. Leave to go there.
Yeah, that's late.
That's why I said I need a nap. And I did not get a nap. So let me also say that. So yeah, we went to a lounge. And that's where I was like, this is where it should have ended. Because I have everything written down, but it's just like, is like stuff I can put in between that. But yeah, we went to a lounge. Thank God they had two floors because the first floor was like everyone standing around trying to get a drink, yada, yada, yada. Second floor was they had more tables. You could order food. They also had a bar. So thankfully we found a table, sat down. I got some wings because I was hungry. I got a drink. But after that, we left because it was too much. I feel like I am done with that scene. I feel like I've been done, but that just sealed the deal of me being done with the club scene. When was the last time you've been to a club, lounge, anything like that at night?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I think the fact that I need to think about it this hard answers the question. First of all, I never was a club girl. So I'm going to say never, but when's the last time I've been to like a bar at night?
Oh my God.
Well, okay, so that reminded me when you said 10 p.m., the last time that I left the house at 10 p.m. Was earlier in the summer for a date. And even that was like, girl, what? Because it was my idea.
Was it at a restaurant or a lounge?
Yeah, it was at a restaurant, but you know, they had stopped serving. Only the bar was open by that time. And so, yeah, it was like a let's go grab a drink situation. Okay. So I'm going to say that.
And that was early.
Oh, you know summer. What? Before that, it was, I think, May. It was like just on the cusp of spring and summer. I think it's the last time I was at like a bar, lounge, nighttime type vibe.
What time was that?
It was definitely later. I would say it wasn't super late. It was after 10, like maybe like 11, midnight, something like that.
Okay. So, I have not gone out anywhere like a girls' night since I've been here. And then I think about it, when I was in Washington, we really only went to like restaurants, like went out to eat, that type of thing. So that's how I know like I'm done with the club scene. But when I said now I know for sure, I feel like even before then I was done, because you know, like club scene, that's me like excuse me, that's me like go out to try to find someone, dance stuff on someone. But back over my life, I realized that
when I look back over my life, amen.
I really, I'm not saying couldn't enjoy the club scene, but I really, it was nothing out there for me to like try to dance up on someone. It was really,
when
just
were you ever at the club?
Well, I consider
the club
music. I feel like, okay, so Secrets and Brew River, that's not a club. What is that?
No,
like
a bar? That is a bar.
What is it? It has music. I thought if you include the music, that's
also no, if it's a restaurant from lunch to dinner and then they put the tables away, that doesn't make it then a club.
Well, it's a lounge.
Restaurant
bar.
No. No.
I'm trying to make it classy.
Now, Secrets, okay.
They also have, isn't it called Secrets Club? What is it called? Secrets.
I don't know that I would. I think you'd be hard pressed to call that a club.
Okay, so I know I've been down, well, I've been with Colin. Well, most of the times I've gone out, it's been with Colin. So all in all, okay, so club, lounge, restaurant. I'll group that together. We'll take club out, lounge, restaurant, bar. There we go. Me and Colin, we've been together since I was 19. So for me to like experience like those type of thing, like dance up, meet someone, I really didn't have those experiences. So me going out now is like, what am I doing here? Like one, when we went there, it was a whole bunch of girls. Of course, there's always more girls than guys. But it was like literally like the guys were like in one corner just drinking. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, is this a middle school dance? Like, guys on one side, girls on the other side. It just felt awkward. And then the cherry on the ice cream was, well, I knew he was coming, but it just, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see what you're about to do. And I'm just about to sit here and eat. So you don't want to sit near me. Colin's cousin, who we're really close to, he's 24, 23, 20. I don't know how old he is. He's closer to my age than the rest of the cousins, but he popped up and I'm like, yeah, it's time to go. So that was like the icing, why? The cherry. Cause I don't want to see him be with, cause he's still like a little child to me. So it's like seeing, letting your child out into the world and seeing what he does after hours. And just felt weird. So yeah, the club scene, lounge scene, that is no more for me. And then yeah, I'm done. So me and my friend, we have now considered our girls' night day would be brunch or going to a nice restaurant. So that's why, as you were asking me about TikTok, we have started to try to find restaurants in our area that we've never heard of or people have visited and given reviews about. That's what we're going to start doing in regards to our night out, is going to like happy hour places or restaurants and enjoying food and beverages and nice scenes. So that's what we're going to do from now on instead of clubs and lounges.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to said, we're going to just throw club out of the conversation here, but lounge or bar, like, are you going to dance? Or what is your mindset going into it?
So, well, this time my mindset was going into it was to get food because I knew they had food there. But when I used to go, it was basically be a good wing woman, also to get a nice drink, hear some music, see if I run into anyone I know, that type of thing, and just hang out with friends. That's my intentions going out. Or hopefully run into Michael B. Jordan, but yeah.
Interesting. So it seems like the expectations might be a little off caliber, if you will.
So what do you expect or your intentions when you go out to taking club out, said lounge, bar, what was the other one? Restaurant.
Well, I think if you're going to go, and this is men, women, and everyone in between, like, music is going, a bar, lounge is nothing without music.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, you should want to go with the intention of giving at minimum a two-step. At minimum, you're giving me a lean back. At minimum, I want to see a sway. But if you're going just to post up,
oh yeah,
I want no parts of it. Because what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Because the crazy thing, and I've said this before, I love books. And now that I'm reading books and I realize like how people are talking about like clubs in the books. So what they're saying in the books and what I realize is happening is like in the club when the guys are posted up. So I have two stories of this. guys are posted up looking at women. Basically, they're standing there looking to see, like, I guess, like, who's the most intoxicated, which is not the best, who they think they can pull. So when the club closes, that's when they make their move as far as, like, trying to hook up or whatever. But like you said, like, if you're standing in the corner and all that stuff, just stay. If you're not going to dance, if you're just about to hold there, stand there.
You're saying they wait until the club lets out to make their move?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, the whole thing is, like, you know, you ask a pretty young thing to dance, you know?
Yeah.
That's what gets things going. You go in, you buy a drink, you give a little shimmy.
Or even just stand by the bar and be like, "You want? I'll buy your drink," that type of thing.
At least something of the sort. Because, look, there's not a whole lot of conversation happening. It's loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's we're giving vibes, we're giving looks, we're giving dance, you know?
Yeah, head nod.
Yeah.
Like, hold your drink up, cheers, like, you look nice. Point at the shoes, like, I like your shoes.
Right. You shout, what's your name? And you say, Bree, and they're like, Bree?
Who? What?
And you just go with it, and yeah, you know?
Yeah. So, like I said before, before I paused for a long time, the crazy thing is that's me and Colin. Well, I saw Colin in a club, and what made him stand out is he was not on the wall. He was in the middle of the dance floor, but he was not dancing. He was in the middle of the dance floor with his friends, and they were talking. And I think his friends were, like, dancing with someone else. So that's what made him stand out. He was in the middle of the dance floor, not on the wall. So that's what caught my eye. And he was a tall, tall gentleman. So that was the stamp of my of my club scene when I saw him in the middle of the dance floor.
He was standing the middle of the dance floor, and his friends were dancing around him, like, with other people, or?
He was talking, it was, like, five of them. It was not a lot of people in the club. It was, like, five of them, maybe five or six, and, like, two of them were dancing with some with people, and they were just standing and talking. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I asked my sister, who's that guy? And she told me his name, and I found him on Facebook.
All right, you want to pause here and...
Yes. So, in regards to, I guess, now nightlife at the 30, I've narrowed down, like I've said, we're done with club, lounges, restaurant. I've narrowed down what appropriate or nice girls' night out. First thing first, brunch, of course. Everyone loves a brunch. Everyone loves a mimosa. Have you had one of those?
A mimosa?
Tower.
Oh, a mimosa tower. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, yeah. Saw those. If everyone likes the same flavor, I guess it's good. But, okay. So, next thing is restaurant.
Tell the people. Okay. So, what a mimosa tower is.
So, mimosa tower is basically if everyone wants a mimosa and everyone, like, agrees on, like, the same flavor. So, most of the time, it's like strawberry, peach, blueberry, long tube, and it's just filled with a mimosa beverage, and you can, like, basically, like, pour what you want instead of paying just for, like, I think the most I've seen was $50, which I guess isn't bad if it's like five of you, everybody pays $10 and you want. So I guess it's good if everyone wants the same mimosa. So that's the mimosa tower. And it's really tall. It's like, what, 3 feet tall, I'm going to say. Yeah, and it just sits on your table and you pour as much as you want. So yeah, the most I've seen was 50. I saw one for $40 because we might be going somewhere. Oh no, we can't go anywhere this Thursday because the darn hurricane. A lot of stuff got rescheduled. But yeah, a place we were supposed to go to, they had a mimosa tower and it's $40. Before I go to the next thing, question, before you go to a restaurant or somewhere to eat, do you look at the menu before you go, or are you just like, I'll look at it when I get there?
It depends. If I'm making the plans, then yes, I probably, well, I'm gonna be honest, I usually go more by like photos and things. I would say maybe 60% of the time I've looked at the menu, yes.
Okay. So I'm not laughing. What? I'm trying to think of what I should talk about next. I swear my mind is either I had to say it or I'm gonna forget it. Okay, so I definitely look at the menu. But I look at the menu, and I guess I can segue into what I want to say. I look at the menu, but everything, if it's more than like two or three things on the menu, I'm like, and last year for our birthday, we went to Top Golf. Have you been to Top Golf?
I have. Yes.
Okay. So we went to Top Golf. It was a whole bunch of us. It was supposed to be couples, but that's another story. And the girls ordered the food, and we just ordered like a whole bunch of stuff. And it was basically like, pick off the table, get what you want. So in my mind, when I order stuff, that's what I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm gonna order all this food, but then I'm like, okay, this is just for me. So because I'm so used to going out with Colin, and I know like whatever I don't eat, he's gonna eat. So that's also hard. Me having done like a girl's night forever, you have to like get back to realizing it's just you eating. It's a lot. I need prepare for girl's night, because I'm like, okay, let's eat before you go. Because when we went to brunch, I ordered French toast, and everybody was like, and I was last one to get my food, and I was done before everybody.
Wait, why is that? Are you saying you eat quickly, or?
I guess, because they were like, dang, you ate your food fast. I'm like, well, when you have kids, and you have three of them, you gotta like hurry up and eat before somebody asks for some. So,
oh, interesting.
That was my excuse, but
your friends don't have kids.
They have older. What was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 6 of us, including myself. One has kids, but they're a little bit older. The other one, I didn't know she had a child until I found her on Facebook. Well, I saw her on Facebook. But yeah, and it wasn't like a sloppy like hair to eat. It was just like, eat and talk a little bit, but they had shrimp and grits, so that's also why they were eating. So, but they had to take the tails off of their shrimp, so I'll slow down next time. So I can slow down and make sure I don't order like 5 entrees. That's also the thing now. But also, question, when you go out, I think we've talked about this before, do you order like an appetizer and an entree, or do you just go straight to entree?
I mean, it depends on what the situation is. Mm-hmm. I also think that oftentimes my stomach or my eyes are bigger than my stomach. But I love an appetizer moment. I feel like I'm more inclined on like a date situation to do that, as opposed to like being with, like going out with friends or what have you.
Okay. I really just need a moment to myself, because, well, no, I need to eat before I go. Eat something small. Like eat, don't even know what I would eat, like half a sandwich. Is that too
before
much?
Before you go out?
Maybe not a sandwich.
What's
because,
the reasoning?
Okay, so a couple of things. I'm trying to decide if I should do an appetizer. Like if not, I'll let someone else offer, like, are you getting an appetizer? Would you like an appetizer? Because I also was raised with a lot of brothers. So I'm trying to explain that to Colin. But I was telling my mom today, I'm like, you remember when you had to cook for all the boys and myself when you were at home? And she's like, yeah, it was never like any food in the house. I'm like, all of my brothers combined is Colin. And Colin has gotten muscular, I guess. He's gotten bulkier with the muscles to add to it. So I'm like, you're trying to feed yourself and your muscles at this point. So that's why, like, if my friends order appetizers, I'm also like, okay, don't eat all of it because I want a lot of it too. So I'm not a very good food sharer. Is that a word?
That's, I'm not a good food sharer either.
I'm not, no.
And as of late, I've had to get good at it.
Is this more so like on a date situation or like when you're out with your friends?
It's yes, when you have a person.
The date.
When you have a person in your life, yes, that is some, and especially because not everyone, I mean, there are two people in this world. There are food sharers and there are not food sharers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you have someone in your life who, like, those boundaries are blurred, we're always kind of like, oh, let me have a bite, but their fork is already, like, in your bowl. Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
You have to kind of let those boundaries go. But go ahead.
But it is funny that you say that because, and I tell this story all the time. I'm like, this is when I should have, like, just left you where you stood. But then maturing, I think it's a funny story. But, like, so when me and Colin first dated, he was a football player. And, of course, he said he didn't have, like, a time to work or anything. So he was literally, like, rook. So he ordered a pizza. And we were sitting there. And I was like, let me get a slice. And he gave me a slice. So, so he literally has the box in his lap. Which is normal for him, I guess, because he still does that. Not the whole box, maybe like the breaded box. And I went to reach for another slice and he like closed it. And I'm like, he's like, no, you can't get another slice. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm starving. I came straight here from church. And he was like, I need this to last me the rest of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, that's one of the moments, like, you're not going to share food with me. That would have been like, that should have been like one of the moments, like, yeah, you don't share food. Yeah, no. But we both cannot be food sharers. Somebody has to share. Somebody.
No, that's if you're with someone and you both don't share food, what's wrong? I feel like that's ideal. You're not coming over here. I'm not crossing over into your territory. That feels ideal.
No, but my mindset, this is also my mindset. We went to breakfast. So I wanted a French toast, but I know he always orders a French toast. I was like, okay, I'm going to order what I want because I know what he's going to order and I can taste. So I don't know if he let me taste it because of my birthday. In my mind, like, I know he's going to order and I feel like that's going to be good, but I know I can, like, get a taste or two of it. So when we go out to eat, is I know, like, I can, like, get a taste of something that's on his plate. Like I said, somebody has to share and somebody has to be a non-share. I know I can't go in for, like, a third forkful. Like, Dane's like, nah, you order, just go ahead and order you some. That's what it's like when it comes to him.
I disagree. I think it either needs to be we both share or we both do not share.
No, I'm not sharing with him because he's going to take half of the food. So we both can't. Like, I'll give you this pepper and you taste the salt on the pepper. You're not getting meat because restaurants are already stingy with meat.
So you would share with him if he appropriately, you know, if he asked. Just took a cute couple bites and was done.
One bite, not couple. One. The only couple at this table is me and you, not a couple bites.
Wow. That's interesting.
Okay, when we come home next time, we're going to go out to eat, and I want you to see, one, how he eats, and I want you to see how much he eats, and then we will revisit this conversation. You tell me what you can do with him.
I imagine that he eats a lot of food. I also grew up with a brother as well, and a father, so, like, I understand that, but,
Do you think if you and your brother went out to eat and you asked him for something on his plate, would he share it with you?
Absolutely. simply because I think my brother has become accustomed to, like, that sort of sharing. Like, I just think that his nature is just sort of to be accommodating in that way.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
But, I mean, it isn't even, as much as I am not a food sharer and, like, I'm really gonna get mad if you reach over onto my plate, I am also, it's not, I don't naturally then take my fork to reach over into someone else's plate to get, you know, like, I don't mm-hmm. usually do that. I ordered what I ordered. It is what it is. So,
I get it.
You know, I'm not picking on nobody's plate typically. Now, again, when you have someone in your life that you care about who is always picking in your bowl, it does sort of not only forces you to, like, be better about sharing, it also sort of gives you a little more permission to do that. It's like, if you're always coming over here to get some of my salmon, I'm going to get a bite of steak from your plate. It's only right.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So next thing on my list of new things to do, paint and sip. Have you been to a paint and sip type class or any artistic classes?
I have. I actually for Valentine's Day I did a paint and sip, but that was at home.
Okay. That's nice too.
It is nice.
Yeah, because you
I recommend it.
Cause you kind of, like, get to control the vibe. And then I know, like, some artists, I do have a favorite artist. She does it for her classes. I don't know if she does it, like, you order it where they already have, like, it sketched out paint where you want to paint, because I cannot paint to save my life. So I would need someone to already stencil out. So my uncle did that for my aunt. He, like, laid stuff out on the floor and had it set up and had, like, some food and wine. So I think that's really nice. Something different, definitely at home, but as a girls' night, I think that would be cool. Do a little paint and sip. That's nice. And then the last thing on my list is trying out new restaurants. I want to try out new restaurants because in my mind, where we grew up, it really wasn't a lot of restaurants to, like, pick from. And then also I always think in my mind for when family comes to visit us, to try to give them another restaurant to try out instead of what they're used to back home. So that's why I want to try out some new restaurants. But of course I would take them out in the daytime and I get in the nightlife scene here. Mom, you're not going out after 10. You're not. So that's why I would try new restaurants.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of trying new restaurants. One, because I love to eat, and also because You know, it's a good little vibe to go out and go out to a nice restaurant, something that's not a chain, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And like small businesses, Black-owned restaurants, those are also nice mm-hmm. to try out. Because you know they're going to have seasoning in their food. So it's always good. Before we wrap this up, the last question is, even though I say like I'm done with the lounge club scene, at what age do you think you should like wrap it up on like the club scene? What age?
I'm not going to limit anyone.
Mm-hmm.
On when they should, you know, who's too old to be at the club. Do you, you know, whatever works for you. I don't have a hard, fast opinion on that.
Well, I will say.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'm not going to give you an age, but if you're at like where we went that weekend, it was like around the college, it was what, 25 and up?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're at a place when it's like 21 and up, and it's mostly like between 21 to like 28 years old, and you're like 50 something, and you're like that creeper in the corner with a drink, and you look not that put together, like go home. Go to the liquor store, get yourself a bottle, and just go home. Don't be trying to push up on these young girls. Like,
no, I mean, I think you have a point there. I would agree on that. Mm-hmm. But like, if we're talking, again, throwing club out of the conversation, if we're talking like bar, lounge, I've definitely mm-hmm. been out. And also as someone who, you know, 30, maybe there's a little change in there, jiggling around. When you go out now to like a nice bar lounge, you are going to see some older folks in there. Maybe you see a nice older couple. Maybe mm-hmm. you see a group of older couples. Like, they still want to have fun. They have money to spend. Yeah. Like,
I'm not, they're the ones that's buying drinks for the people. So yeah, that type of situation, yeah, but I'm talking about club scene, like the creeper in the club. But yeah, like that type of situation, like, yeah, enjoy your night out on the town. 9 times out of 10, they know the owner of the place, so be friends with them.
Yeah, I am not mad at it. Yeah. Even if you're not in a couple and you know you're kind of there, you know your lane. I think it is very much about knowing
your
age, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you there to have a good time too. Maybe you are looking for, you know, a pretty little thing, but like you said, you don't need to be going for those 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
No, just got their ID to be able to drink. Just crossed over. Nah,
you just finally got their first legal drink.
Right.
At 21. Yeah. Yeah. You leave them alone. Hands off, buddy. So next, we're about to talk hot topics. Do you have anything before I pull off my post-it note to talk about hot topics?
Oh, we're hitting hot topics too?
Yes. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay. So where do I start first? Okay, so we don't have any drinks with us, but apparently the
actor rosé.
Oh, all I have is tea. I didn't have time. Colin, like I said, he was holding me up, so I didn't have time to grab a drink. But the actor, singer, songwriter versus member has started a brandy drink, and I actually sent this to you. And one of my friends, she was like, she's Brandy's brother, aka Ray J, didn't think of this a while ago. So she, Brandy is doing a collab with Stella Rose, if you do not know what Stella Rose is, Stella Rose is a very nice, it's the only wine, I want to say it's the only wine that I like. It's in my top, I'll say that. But yeah, she's coming out with a brandy in three flavors, three fruity flavors. So one is called Smooth Black, the other one is called Honey Peach, and the last one is called Tropical Passion. So I think I already know what you said, but would you try any of those?
Knowing what I know about Stella Rosa and knowing what I know about flavored drinks, I mean, I would, because alcohol. But I'm probably not going to. If it's anything like Parmesan, it's probably going to be a no for me. I'll try it, but it's probably going to be a no for me. Okay. It's all too sweet. It's just too sweet. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would try the Tropical Passion. I would say the Honey Peach, because I like fruity drinks. But I actually have the Stella Rosa Honey Peach Wine. I got it for my birthday. I was not a big fan of it, so that's why I would probably pass on that. So I would try that Tropical Passion if it was a reasonable price. Now, if there was like a small little gift set where you can try all three in the little small bottles, I would try all three just to try
it. Tell me the flavors again.
Smooth Black, Honey Peach, and Tropical Passion.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Smooth Black.
Because it's no flavor. I mean, no fruity flavor in it.
For 100, Alex.
All right, next up. In 2023, coming to all theaters near you will be The Little Mermaid, featuring our first Black mermaid. And the Little Mermaid will be Hailey Bailey, not to get confused with Halle Berry, which apparently Halle Berry, every time Hailey Bailey does something, Halle Berry starts trending also. So I need Halle Berry to either come out with something or someone needs to change their name. But let's go back to The Little Mermaid and the backlash. Will you be going to see The Little Mermaid in theater? Is it coming to theater or is it going straight to Disney Plus? It's going to theater. It has to. Will you be seeing it?
I'll be seeing it in theaters. I can't guarantee that, but I would like to see it, and in the comfort of my own home would be the preference.
So are you a homebody now?
Now?
Or have you always been?
Well, think about this. First of all, I did go to see Home for Jesus not too long ago, and I did see it in theaters.
Okay.
But this thought came to me the other day. And think about this. Two words for you. Bed bugs. Okay? Think about how gross movie theaters are. Now, we are still in the mist, amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, in the mist.
In the midst.
High five your neighbor and say, of a pandemic. All right. Of
the pandemic. El pandemico.
And you want me to be, first of all, let's swerve over just for a second so I can tell you a story. So I went to see Hunk for Jesus, okay?
And hold on. Are you saying hump or honk?
Honk. The movie.
Regina, it sounds like you're saying. It's not like you're saying hump.
No. No, no.
I know what movie you're talking about, but it's
saying hump. Okay. Honk for Jesus. Went to see it in the theater, okay? And now I registered that there was a child amongst us in the theater. I could hear it. Again, I did register it, but it wasn't a disturbance to me. Mm-hmm. It did not take away from my experience of the movie for which I was there for. Now, for another young lady who was in the theater, it clearly was, because at some point during the movie, she shouted out, "This is not a kid's movie. Take them out." To which whomever that child belonged to said back with a pause, "Bitch, don't play with me." And not another word was uttered from the first lady nor the child. So, like I said, preference is to watch it at home, where I don't have to worry about germs. I don't have to worry about how many times I get up to go to the bathroom. I don't have to worry about things like bed bugs. I don't have to worry about people yelling out in the theater. Gun violence is real. Yeah. All of that. Yeah, I'm good.
So that's funny that you said, because I was talking to my mom about a movie, and she was like, "Isn't that movie like 2 hours long?" And she also was like, she'd rather watch it at home. And I'm like, all right. She was like, maybe if they put like an intermission in between the movies so we can stretch our legs.
Now, I will say this. The theater that I went to, the seats reclined. You press the button, yes, and you lay back. The person I was with, smooth, clean, fell asleep. Because before that, we had gone to brunch. And it was bottomless. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say bottomless. And so they smooth fell asleep on said reclined chair. So that was nice. That was lovely. I recommend, if you're going to go to a theater, get a reclined seat situation.
Yeah, so that's the only way I go to the movies now. Assigned seats and reclined seats. If you don't have it, I'm not going.
My God. Assigned seats, reclined seats. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes. If you amen. Don't have it, you don't worry about me coming. So I get it. Even I feel like I have to plan it out depending on the movie, because Colony doesn't like going to movies the first couple of days it comes out because it's gonna be packed. And then when I get in there, I do look for the exits. And then make sure there's nobody crazy about doing anything. And I hate talkers. Like, if you're gonna talk, stay at home. Don't come. Why did you come? And the person that came with you, why didn't you like prepare to like shut up? Like, really? Don't.
You don't talk
during the move. What are you asking me questions for? We're both sitting here trying to figure out what's about to happen next. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying the person who you came with,
yeah,
is like,
ooh, where are they going? Where are they going? Why are they in that building? Who are they going to go see? I don't know. We got the tickets at the same time for a reason. That.
Interesting.
Are you a talker?
No, not at all. But I don't know that I would mind that much.
I'm not a talker. But if I'm not with Colin, because I know he's not going to say anything back to me. If I'm like, "Oh, I like their shoes," or "That's nice," or like, "Ooh," that type of thing. But the questions, like, I can't answer them for you because I don't know. If I wouldn't be here, because that means I already seen the movie, that type of thing. So that's how I feel about it. But The Little Mermaid, because it's a kid's movie, because people are having so much backlash and saying crazy things about it, I gotta protect my kids at all costs. And if it was like, this is also the thing with my kids, it would have to be during the day. Well, that doesn't matter either. Once again, you can't be paranoid when you have kids, because you don't make them paranoid. If we got like a good discounted ticket, because you know they had the $3 tickets like last month, then the last month, this month, $3 ticket day, whatever, during the weekend.
What?
If that happened. Yeah, it was because Colin took Colton. It was like on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. All the movie theaters were like doing $3 tickets for some foundation, which was a good idea. I feel like they should do it every month. here goes my mom. They need to run that every month so that people can go see. I'm like, mom, this is the first time in forever that I've heard them say anything about that. So if they ran that type of deal, I would take the kids. But for now, we'll be watching it at home. Yes. I do have some other hot topics, but I will pause those for a second because I want to do two things. A new segment, since football season has started, a new segment called Red Flag or Take a Shot. We will not be taking a shot today. So this is just an introduction to it. And I think I did something like this in our last podcast. So I'm going to list off 5 things. And if you would not eat or taste it, say red flag. If you would taste it, just say take a shot, but you would take a shot. Are you ready?
Ready.
And full disclosure, this is all pertaining to fall items. So,
oh my God. Red flag.
May the odds forever be in your favor. Isn't that what it said? If not,
yes.
I'll figure it out. Okay. The first thing, pumpkin cheesecake ice cream.
If you had stopped at cheesecake, yes.
Well, I can ice cream.
Ice cream person, and it's already cold outside. Shot. Wait, no. Red flag. Red flag.
Okay, next. Oh, I had to pull up the last thing. Next, apple crisp ice cream.
All this ice cream?
No, it's not all ice cream.
I'll take a shot on that.
Okay. Next, maple vanilla whipped cream.
Red flag.
Why?
Maple. It's something about maple. I only need maple on my pancakes. Or like a maple sage spicy sausage situation. That's the only time I need maple. That's it.
Okay. The next thing is pumpkin spice latte.
I'll take it. But I'm gonna be annoyed by it. So I'll take a shot.
Why? Because it's a latte?
No, because like it's a lot. All that like cinnamony, brown sugary,
nutmeg.
Yeah. All of that.
Okay. The last thing is this is actually from a restaurant fast food restaurant that they just built near us. And they have a southern pecan cheesecake jar dessert.
Yeah, I'm eating that bad boy.
Because it's pecan or pecan.
It sounds good. I feel like because it's pecan, it's going to be a little more subtle. I love cheesecake. And then it's like it's in a jar of some sort. So I'm really getting in there. Yeah.
I'm going to send you a picture of it. So, what's your name? It should have popped up. So I would try the pecan too. The apple crisp ice cream I would try because I love apple pie. I actually just had like an apple cobbler pie situation with ice cream last night.
And I love a cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm actually going to get some tonight, even though I'm like lactose intolerant. So I'll be drinking another cup of tea.
And you know what else I love about this jar? I got the picture. Is that I'm not one of those people whose foods can't touch. I've never been that person. Okay. So when it's in a jar like that, you can get one good bite of everything. I'm getting all the textures, all the flavors in one bite. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, the thing about me is I don't like soggy food. So as soon as I get it, I have to eat it. So if it was like a pound, you know how they do like the pound cake type jar situation too? If it's that, I have to eat it. Like even if it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, I have to eat it right then and there. Because I cannot do soggy food. It's just like, So like when I go to the restaurant, I'm like, please put the whipped cream on the side, put the fruit on the side. I will combine it on my own. on that adversity. So there's that. So that is all for the red flag and take a shot. The last thing, it is another segment called Meme of the Week. And while I'm talking about mine, maybe you can think about your meme of the week. My meme of the week goes to the newly Emmy winner, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and not her original speech that she gave, but the speech that we didn't know we needed from the Black community with the organs and the music in the background. Because when I tell you, she preached to them people, and she should have gotten an offering at the end. And someone also said they should have just ended the award show after she spoke. And I felt like she didn't have anything written, but when I tell you that came from the bottom of her feet when she first started acting and it just arose and hit that microphone. When I tell you she spoke to everybody that was listening, the producers, I almost cried. So the meme of the week goes to Cheryl Lee Ralph with the church music, and that was a good speech, and congratulations to her. That show is the best show on the air. May it never go off the air. And also to, how do you pronounce her name? Quinta?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, congratulations to her also. So yeah, that is my meme of the week. Do you have a meme of the week?
I will do the, I was sent a video of a gentleman in Baltimore who found himself in the midst of a fire rescue. I can play a bit of it if you'd like.
Okay, and also send it to me, please.
Okay, will do.
I'm in Baltimore, you feel me? This day. Go ahead and put it out, stupid. This plane flying out. Y'all gotta make sure this out. I don't know, one of my favorite things in there. Hey, y'all think one of my favorite things in there, y'all gotta get them out. Oh, can I help y'all? Can I help y'all? Yo, this is my people. Yo, what the? Yo.
So what we have here is there's a building on fire and a gentleman is on the scene and he's interacting with the firefighters. He's in admiration of them. He very much wants to be involved. He's so taken by what's happening and the work of the firefighters, the skill, that he now wants to be a firefighter. And to that, I just say, I love us for real.
Oh, that's funny. Me and my friends, we literally just sit there, and I think I'm starting to send them to YouTube. And I think I sent you this meme about we may not text, but I will send you yours. And me and my friend, we will not text. We might text like 3 times a week, but we will literally send each other like 10 memes a day or more, because the internet is forever funny. And sometimes you just need a good meme to get through your day. So there's that. Is there anything? Is there anything else that you have to say?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. This has been another. The Smooth Jams Radio. How they end their radio?
Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm. There it is. This is. Another episode of Mel and Mom. This is another episode of Mel and Mom Happy Hour Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Mel and Mom Podcast. Listen to us on Anchor, Spotify. Share with a friend. Anything else?
Drink your water. Mind your business.
Peace.